Good morning, EAA. It is a lovely one. Actually, it's warmer today.
Yeah, they really got the air cranked in a lot of the buildings, though, well, so it must be warmer.
Yeah, it is warmer. It must be warmer. I agree. It is sunshine and wonder and
everything. We've had good weather this year again.
We have had wonderful weather. Best I've seen in a while, most definitely. So, Mel, it's Thursday, and we have a clue. We have a clue for the Scheme Designer treasure hunt, right? You guys are all waiting with bated breath.
Our daily hint.
So the hint today is, all right, 1, 2, 3. On a quest to do good deeds by air, land, and sea. So go find those stickers out there on those airplanes. Good luck to everybody who's participating. So, Mel, we have a really interesting guest here today with us. We've got John Zimmerman. John is somebody who knows how lucky he is to go to work every day at the airport. He is the vice president of Sporty's Pilot Shops catalog division, and we all know how much we love Sporty's catalog. And he comes from an aviation family. He grew up in the back of small airplanes and learned to fly as a teenager. Is it true you fly a Citabria and a PC-12 these days, John?
I do. I'm either open-minded or promiscuous, depending on how you want to say it. But I will fly pretty much anything with wings on it, so not too picky.
I've heard you fly things even without wings.
I flew up here this year in a helicopter for the third year in a row, and have to tell all the stuck wing pilots out there that the helicopter arrival is actually better than the Fisk arrival. So there's nothing like the Fisk arrival, but parking in the grass at Pioneer in a helicopter is a great way to go too.
Oh man! So what was it? An R-44?
R-44. Yep.
Excellent. How many passengers did you have?
I had one. I had actually had from AOPA, Ian Twombly, who is a brand new helicopter pilot, and he was looking to put his new skills to use. And I said, well, come along. There's only one trip that is right for a new helicopter guy, and that's to arrive at Oshkosh at Pioneer Airport. So we had a great flight up this week.
All right.
And how many air ventures have you attended in your fixed wings?
I've been coming here since I was small. So I know this is probably 20 or 25 years of Oshkosh. I've probably flown in here for a good number of those. Did come up in a Citabria a few years ago. And the only mistake there was that they saw the high wing tube and fabric tail dragger and assumed I was in vintage camping. And so I got to land on 3-6 and landed nice and short like they asked for.
And taxied
all the way past the Hilton on the north.
So you got the scenic ground tour.
So I can tell you all about all the taxiways on the grounds at Oshkosh. But actually it was kind of a neat way to arrive at the show and wave and wave and wave and wave. So
yeah, you got the air show performer arrival.
Next time I'll tell them GA camping when I hit Fisk. So.
So how does that compare now that you've got your rotorcraft rating? We've been talking about this recently, a lot of fixed wing pilots and the whole, I guess I wouldn't call it bipolar, but, you know, having
the allure of the rotary wing is there.
I'll tell you what it is for me, and I fly a lot of IFR in airplanes, which is great and exciting and rewarding and challenging. And all those kind of things, but it's very much a procedures thing, right? You set your power setting, you fly your profiles, fly your airspeeds, match your instruments on the panel to the instruments, the numbers on the chart, and it works out. Helicopter flying is the exact opposite. It's maybe even more stick and rudder than a Cub because you can almost take the instruments out of the airplane. It's about, if I want to go right, we're going to go right. Do whatever you need to do with the controls to do that. And you're not even limited to going forward. We can go backwards and sideways. So it's just a great contrast for me that it's great to do that IFR flying, very procedure driven. But then to get in a helicopter and be just pure seat of the pants flying and pure freedom, land anywhere. It doesn't even have to be an airport. It's just a wonderful contrast, and that's really what hooked me on it.
I understand that completely. I always like to say you wear a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on, and then you're not even moving. You're thinking about moving the controls.
Exactly. It's Ian, who flew up with me, you know, learned in, and as I did, you learn in a lot of these smaller helicopters, and they have sort of a trim system, and the R-44 and a lot of others are hydraulic, so it's even that. Even more, because with a hydraulic controlled helicopter, you just think it. You hardly even put pressure on the cyclic or the collective, and so that's really the zen of helicopter flying, right, is controlling the urge to move the stick around like you would in a Cub or a Satabri and just barely nudge it one way or the other. So
how do you choose what aircraft you want to take on any given trip?
Oh, whoever wants to fly, I'll go with them. I'm not picky. The helicopter is a great time. It's great to come to Oshkosh. It's not really good for if you're going to California. So there's definitely a time when airplanes
win. It is if you live in California.
Well, that's true. At 105 knots, it's not a bad way to get around, but it's certainly no IFR or anything. So if the weather's down, it's not a very good option.
So the PC-12, when did that come online for you?
That is, as you said in my bio, my whole family is a bunch of pilots, and so my dad and my brother and I are all pilots, and we all fly that PC-12, and I sound like I'm just a sales guy for aircraft here today, but it's another miraculous machine, just a great airplane, and it's like driving an SUV in the sky.
Well, you don't have to worry because your catalog division, and as I know, Sporty's doesn't put airplanes for sale in the catalog division.
That's true.
But you do put that RV-12 that you guys give away every year.
We don't sell airplanes. We just give them away. We're just very generous people. We flew our sweepstakes plane up here this year. I drew the short straw, I guess, and didn't get to fly this year up here, but it's on display.
Whoa. What short straw?
I was going to say, it sounds like
I'm not even. No, poor baby.
It's tough. But
long short straw.
It's in the Vans booth here, and it's a fantastic airplane. Most people probably think of Sporties and don't think of us as your typical RV pilots, right? But that's what's so neat about the RV-12. It's the factory built SLSA that the folks out there at Synergy Air are doing. And it's just a marvelous airplane. We gave one away last year and had great reaction from our customers, and we had a great time flying around to air shows. And so when we started thinking about this year, we said, well, you know, it's not broken. Let's do it again. And so thrilled to be doing another one because it's just a great airplane. It's an airplane anybody can fly. You can afford to fly it. It's 4.5 gallons an hour of auto gas. But it's fun. It's responsive. You know, it can haul two people with bags. It's just... it's been an eye-opener for us, I know, and we've just been thrilled to work with the folks at Vans to try to tell that story, maybe to some people beyond the typical Vans customer who hear Vans aircraft and say, oh, great kid airplanes, but that's not for me. And our message has been, well, it might be for you. You should check out this new airplane. So we've really had a great time with it, and encourage you, if you're out here at Oshkosh, stop by the Vans booth there and check it out. It's got a unique sort of dark blue purplish paint scheme with a big Sporties sign on the tail.
That's okay. They won't have a problem flying around with that big Sporty sign.
I doubt it. If somebody gives me an airplane, I'd be happy.
No one's turned us down yet.
No one's turned you down yet. I believe that. You've got a pretty big presence here at the show, so you brought a lot of interesting catalog items. What makes the show? What items, what's the criteria for getting brought to AirVenture?
I'd like to say it was a formal planning process. Sometimes I think we just put on blindfolds and throw darts.
It's a big warehouse to be throwing darts.
As we say, we can't bring it all, so deciding what is tough. But really, a lot of it's just based on pilot feedback, right? When we're here, what do people want to talk about? We'll talk about anything you want in the booth. And so when people come in and start talking, we always keep good track of what are people interested in? What do people want to talk about at Oshkosh? And that's what we try to have here.
Do you have any show specials?
Always, of course. That is the number one question we get in the booth.
I can only imagine.
Do you have any show specials? Okay, by the way, my name's John. Nice to meet you. But we're always doing show specials on all kinds of things, headsets and radios and iPad gear and everything. So
that's terrific. Where on the field is that tent located? I know it's a big tent. You've got 16,000 square feet or something?
It's a big tent.
It's got to represent the warehouse.
It's a big tent with a blue sign, and we're right in front of Hangar B.
Right in front of Hangar B.
Look for the big blue Sporties flags waving out front.
All right, but there are people, sadly, who are not at the show, and they are listening today, and they might possibly want some of that good stuff. Where would they go? Online.
Sporties.com, and we've got lots of those Oshkosh specials you can take advantage of from home. You don't have to be at the show for a lot of those, so check that out.
Definitely. Sporties.com. And when you get to Sporties.com, there are some other things. Even if you're just browsing, take a look at the Airfax Journal, which is a wonderful blog, and also take a look at Study Buddy, which is a free place you can go to and work on your practice tests for a whole bunch of different certificates. John Zimmerman, thank you so much for being a guest here today on Attitude Adjustment. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of AirVenture 2014. We'll be right back.